Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chav Ches, Krisus 28, and Hashem, now we're back on a regular schedule, a post-Pesach, the post-Pesach push here in Daf Yomi land, and we are on the last daf of Krisus, and a couple of days off, Chol HaMoed and Yantif, but Hashem, now we'll be on regular schedule. Today's the last daf in Krisus, and then Hashem, tomorrow we start Meseches Me'ila. But for now, we start with the last line on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis. Chaf Zayin Amid Beis, Maseches Krisus. We are on Amar Rebbe Lazar. So there's been a lot of lumdis, a lot of different discussions in this parak. We're in the last parak, Hamevi Asham. And the last 20 lines or so, we're picking up right afterwards. The last 20 lines discussed whether one can be Yotze, their carbon, Olav Yored, with bringing a carbon that was not fit for them originally. A Nashir, an Ani, all the different permutations, which we'll get back to Be'ez Hashem today as well. Okay, but Amar Rebbe Lazar, just one note also, Parsha Shir this week will be tonight. In Chutz Laaretz, we're a week ahead, but because Wednesday night is different Yom HaShoah things in the neighborhood, so tonight we're going to have the Parsha Shir. Okay, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Oshia. Mitame Mikdash Ashir. Last line. Matami Mikdash Ashir. Shehifrish Khan Lakivsasa. What's Matami Mikdash? Why are we talking about this? Because this is the one of the examples of Olav Yored. So most assume that this is just an example. Right? Why is it picking this one? This is not the first one. If you look in the Olav Yored, right, we have Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Eidus, and Tumas Mikdash Vekadasha. But the Gemara picks one example to tell us the following halacha about. Matami Mikdash Ashir. Shehifrish Khan Lakivsaso. He is an Ashir and he was Mafrisha Khan. So he wasn't supposed to do that. For an Olav Yored, an Ashir is supposed to be Mafrisha Behema. But instead he was Mafrisha Khan when he was an Ashir. Inappropriately. Maybe then Siyata Deshmaya, whatever the reason is, Vahani. He became an Ani. The Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, it's in Peah, that if the end of Mesech is Peah, if somebody takes Stukka and not supposed to take Stukka, they're going to need to take Stukka. Somebody pretends to be needy. When they are not needy, they're going to be needy. But here, the Rebbe Lazar, the neighbor of Rebbe Oshia says, if you have an Ashir, that is Mafresha Khan, Likiv Saso, and he becomes an Ani, Hoel V'nitcha Yitcha. Since it was pushed off at one moment, when he was an Ashir, and he was Mafreshit, that at that point, it was Nidcha, he couldn't use it for himself, because he was not an Ani. He wasn't even a Dal. He was just, he wasn't even the middle level of financial status. Hol v'nitcha, once it was pushed aside, yitcha, it stays pushed aside. This is the sugya of dichui. And Amar Afuna Breid of Yeshua Shpaminatzlas. You learn three things from this statement of Rabbi Lazar Maroshia. We had this already a couple of times in this Masechta, learning it from different people. Here we learn it from Rabbi Lazar. What do we learn from Rabbi Lazar? Three things. Number one, Shmamina Bali Chaim Nidachin. Number one, Bali Chaim can be pushed aside. One might say that while an animal is alive, it cannot be nitcha when it's dead. So then it was shechted already, so that's it. But animal is alive. Similar to the fact that an animal, while it is alive, cannot become tamei. So maybe so too, while it's alive, it cannot be nitcha. Because the stain will just kind of slide off of the animal. It still exists, it's still chai. And therefore, we might have thought that a bal chai cannot be nitcha. Kamash balan, that's the number one. Bal chayim can be nitcha. Because here this animal, this bird is still alive. And yet we're applying dichli to it. Number one. Number two, the kedushas damim nidche, or madche, depending on the girsa, that even if something has only kedushas damim, kedushas bedek habayis, because after all, once I am mafresh, when I'm an ashir, and I'm mafresh, these birds are not going to be hukar v'gabi amizbeach. So it did not achieve kedushas aguf status. So the most it achieved was kedushas bedek habayis, and I'm going to redeem it and use the money for a karbon. And yet we see dichli applies. So therefore we see also that dichli, the concept of something being permanently stained, even if the reason for the stain doesn't exist anymore, the stain still stays. Still, that also has dichli applied to it. Klushas damim kabi nitzche. Rashi points out a little difficulty with this, number two, shmamina, and that is, we've had in the past, in this seder, the principle of ein pidyon la'of. You cannot redeem a bird. If an animal gets a mum, then you can redeem it. Right? If other items get a mum, you can redeem it. If something breaks, it's not usable anymore for the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes it can be redeemed. Even an animal. Even an animal is kushas laguf. It can be redeemed if it gets a mum. What about a bird? So we've had the principle of ein pidyon la'of. You could never redeem a bird, even if a bird gets a mum. So that's it. It has to be buried. So how could Rashi say, how could the Gemara say, well, when I was mafrish a bird, when I was an usher, and it was inappropriate, and I wasn't going to be able to be makrovit, so it must be, it achieved knushas bedakabaya status, which means it's going to be redeemed and the money used. You can't redeem a bird. Ein pidyon la'of. So how can the Gemara suggest? That's a Rashi has a big chiddush, which other Rishonim wonder whether it fits into other Gemaras. But Rashi at least makes the Ha'ara, third skinny line in Rashi, on the right side. Remember, Tosfos ended 2 days ago also. Tosfos started late in Maseches Krisus and finished early, at least what we have in Tosfos. Right? Remember, on the bottom of Chaf Hei Mabez, it says on the side, Tzarech Iyun, Shlom Matzasi Tosfos Yoser. Okay, hopefully we'll get Tosfos one day. Says Rashi on the third skinny line, V'yem Tomar, V'halo ein pidyon damim la'of. There's no pidyon for a bird. So Rashi says it has a limit to that principle. Hani mili hecha dinire lahakriv b'shas hafrasha. The principle of ein pidyon la'of is only where it had a shas kosher. Only where it had a moment in time when it was ro'i to be hukraf. If it was Roy Al Gabi HaMizbeach and then it got a problem, then it cannot be redeemed. That's the contrast to behemoths. A behemoth, if it's Roy and it gets a mum, then it can be redeemed, unlike birds. But if a bird never had a Shas Hechsher, so then even a bird can be redeemed. That's Shitas Rashi. Avozel lo chala al Kedushas Mizbeach me'olam. But if it never had Kedushas Mizbeach, that's Shitas Rashi. It's Mestaver, but you got to figure out if it works into all the Gemaras that have that principle of Ein Pidyon La'of. So that is number, Shvamina number two. Again, number one, if an animal is alive, it could still be Nitche. Number two, Kedushas Damim, even if something only has Kedushas Damim, it can be Nitche. Number three, Dichui Me'ikara Havi Dichui. Even something that is Dichui Me'ikara, it was never in the Parsha. The Gemara elsewhere says explicitly and assumes the two types of Dichuis that we have. We have Dichui Me'ikara and Nira V'Nitche. Nira v'nitche, it was in the Parsha, and then it became problematic. Versus Dichui Me'ikaro, it was always problematic. The Gemara assumes that Nira v'nitche is more of a reason to say Pasul. Even though you might have said, what do you mean? Dichui Me'ikaro sounds more mistaver to say Pasul. It was never in the Parsha. The Gemara assumes clearly that Nira v'nitche is more mistaver to say Pasul. The Gemara, for example, in Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara talks about Dichui when it comes to Dal and Minim. We know that a hadas, the Gemara says, is only kosher if it has more leaves than berries. If it has more berries than leaves, so then it is pasul. What happens if when Yontif started, it had more berries than leaves, but when on Yontif, a couple of the berries fell off, or it grew more leaves. Probably it didn't grow more leaves, because it doesn't grow so many leaves after it's detached. So let's say some of the berries fell off. So it becomes good. So the question is, it was when Yontif started, it was Nitches. The Gemara there in Lulav HaGazel assumes explicitly that Nirev and Nitche is more of a problem. And the Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, he doesn't say this exact example, but he gives a similar type of mashal, and that is, it's harder if somebody loses he runs for president and he loses, it's harder for him to win the next time than if he never ran in the first place. So why is that? Kacha, that's the, if somebody was in the Parsha and he lost, he was stained after being in the Parsha, it's harder the next time to become kosher again than if you were never in the Parsha in the first place. That's what Gemara assumes. Gemara assumes that svar. So Gemara says here though, that you see from Rabbi Lazar, that even Dichui Me'ikaro is Dichui, because it was never in the Parsha, I was mafreshit and it was not Roy at the beginning, still it is no good. So those are the three Shvaminas that we learned from Rav Elazar. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, says, Ashir Shehifrish Kan, Limkar Osa. In Ashir, right, are we talking about a Rasha here? Somebody wanted to get off with a bird even though it was an Ashir? So no, maybe the Rambam says, we're talking about somebody who didn't have an animal, but maybe he wanted to make sure that he was going to give his karban. So he was an Ashir, he was chayav a karban. So he was mafresh a kan, maybe he didn't have an animal. So he was mafresh a kan, a set of birds, in order to sell it, in order to buy with the money, kispo si'ira. Maybe he didn't think he would be able to just exchange the bird itself. So he was mafresh the kan. So asher shehefresh kan lim korosav alikach b'dameh hakispa usira v'hani. So what's the halacha? Could he bring that animal? Could he bring that bird? So Belazar says, no. Hove nidcha nidcha. The Rambam says, yavi kan zu. You can bring this one. The Rambam paskens against Rabbi Elazar. Yavi kanzu. Why? Afa pishi kedushas damim shehi nitches. Even though it's kedushas damim, v'lama lo nitches. Why isn't it nitche? Mipnei shehadichui meikaro eino dichui. The Rambam rejects number three. Rejects the Shvamina number three. V'hari nira kanze lo ata. The Rambam says only nira v'nitche is nitche. Ba dichui meikaro is not nitche. That is the Rambam. So number one, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam is that he passes against Shamami number three. The other issue in the Rambam is he has an Afal P line, which Achronim try to figure out. The Rambam says, even though it's Kedushas Damim, which is Nidches, ... It sounds like from the Rambam that Kedushas Damim is even more appropriate to say Dichui by than Kedushas Haguf. That's not explicit. Nirev v'nidche more than dichui meikaro, that's explicit. But the Rambam's afal pi is reflecting that he thinks that kedushas damim, there's more of a reason to say dichui by it. So why should that be? Kedushas damim, you would think kedushas aguf, which is more delicate, which is more fragile. Dichui, rather, it's kedushas aguf, it's a more intense kedusha. There you would think that dichui could affect the stain. Bedek abayis is a lower level. It's a different type of kedusha, but that's the Rambam's explicit assumption. He says, "Afal pishi kedushas damim shehi nitches." You still don't say it's nitcha here. That's an important Rambam in Shkagos Yud Gimel. Good. There's also an issue which we touched on in the past, and that is when does dichui start? Sometime dichui could start before the time you could do the mitzvah could start. We just said earlier that the Gemara in Sukkah, I think it's Lamed Gimel or so, the principle of Dichui by Hadassim, when does that start? What if you took off, the Gemara says, Avar Velikton, let's say you took off the berries. So the Gemara says, a crucial time period, and Rashi there emphasizes this, crucial time period is when Yontif starts. Yontif starts the first night of Sukkot. And the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah discusses, why should that be the moment in time? You can't shake a lulav at night. You can only shake a lulav in the morning. If I shake a lulav at night, I'm not yotzei. Not only can I not say a bracha, I'm not yotzei shaking a lulav at night. And yet, the Gemara and Rashi says it, Mishashaka alav yom. When the yontif starts, that's when dichui is defined and looked at. So you see from there, this is one of the many examples that we've seen, sometimes the chefza shel mitzvah is defined earlier in time than the moment that you could do the mitzvah with. And therefore you see, the lulav is defined as a lulav right when yontif starts, even though you can't shake a lulav till the next day. Right, you have this by, why does the Mishnah Berurah talk about this in Hilchos Shofar, in the Bir Halacha there? Because the Shulchan Aruch Paskins there, if you have a shofar of Avodah Zarah that belongs to a non-Jew, you could use that on Rosh Hashanah as long as he was mevatel it before yontif started. If you have an Avodah Zarah of a Jew, we learned in Maseches Avodah Zarah, you can't be mevatel that. Avodah Zarah of a Jew is forever tainted and forever has the status of Avodah Zarah. It cannot be mevutal. But if you have an Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew who caught an animal and he cut off the horn and he was so excited about catching this animal that he worshipped the horn. And then he decided, you know what, I'm not interested anymore, he was mevatel it. So a Jew could use that for Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you don't have any other shofar. So he could use that for Rosh Hashanah. When does he have to be mevatel it? The Shulchan Aruch says, before Yontif starts. Ask the Bir Halacha, why? Just before the morning. Can't blow shofar at night. Right, so why we had earlier, where did Rosh Hashanah come up in Maseches Krisis before? Remembers? We had the Simanim earlier. In Maseches Krisis, all the things we do on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. All the Siman Tava. The Rubia and all and the first parrot. So the Bir Halacha says, what's the importance? So we see from there, because the Chefza Shel Mitzvah is defined when, can be defined even earlier than the time for the mitzvah itself. You have it by Lulav, you have it by Shofar. Just to mention one more, you might have it by Bris Milah. We mentioned that it could be that the status of Arel might start even before the mitzvah Bris Milah kicks in. Where do you see that from? The Yerushalmi Maseches Shabbos. Beautiful Yerushalmi. Where the Yerushalmi says, a baby Kohen can be smeared with Truma oil before he's 8 days old. That he's not considered a Zar. But the night, Leil Ches is a Suffolk. Can you smear the baby with truma oil than a leil ches. What's the issue? So the Brisker Rav says, the issue is, when does the status of oil start? It could be the status of oil starts even before the time for bris milah starts, which is the next day. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we will continue. So these are the three shma minas that the Gemara says based on Rabbi Elazar. So we continue now. Masiv Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Ukva Bar Chama asks, the Tosefta says, Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischo. Somebody's mafrish a female for his carbon Pesach. Right, he can't do that. Pesach has to be Zachar. So he's mafrish Nekeva Lepischo. Kodem HaPesach. Before Pesach, Tira Ashit Estoiv. So what's the halacha? You have to wait till it gets a mum. Vitzimacher and sell it. Vyavi B'demei HaPesach. And you bring a Pesach with it, or it's a Nekevah, so you have to wait till it gets a mum, sell its proceeds, and buy a Pesach with it. Yolda Zachar, Yirach Yistayv, and even if it has a baby boy, what if this Nekevah Pesach gives birth to a boy? The Tanakhama says, still, you cannot use that. Yirach Yistayv, V'yimachar V'yavi B'dama Pesach. The mum of the mother passes on to the child, to the offspring. Reb Shimon Omer, no, Hu Atzmo Yikra Pesach. Rav Shimon says, oh, you can bring that baby male as a Pesach. Shma mina bali chai meinem nidachin. So what do you see from there? That a bali chai cannot be nidach. Because if it's nidach, you assume that the status of the mother passes on to the child. That's what Gemara is assuming. That the mother's status would pass on. The fact that you could give the animal, according to Rav Shimon, seems like Rav Shimon holds that bali chai meinem nidche. So it's a kasha under Balazar. Isn't it against Rav Shimon? So what does the Gemara answer? Okay, so he holds like the Rabbanan. A little difficult what the Havamina is, but that's the Gemara's answer. Ami de Beroshia ki kamrina le Rabbanan. The Reb Shimon Sirili, Balachai made Nidachim. Right, what do you mean? Reb Shimon would hold fine, Balachai made Nidachim. Reb Elazar would go like the Rabbanan. Stop there for a minute, even though we're in the middle of a sentence. Stop there for 1 minute. Rashi makes the Ha'ara on Kodem HaPesach. If you're Mafish Pisco Kodem HaPesach. So Rashi says, Kidei Nasva. Those words are extra. You don't really need that. Kodem HaPesach. But others point out that, no, maybe you do need it. Because if somebody's mafrish a Pesach after Pesach, it's not a Pesach. If somebody's mafrish a Pesach today, 2 days after Pesach, it's a Shlomim. So therefore, these halachas wouldn't apply. So maybe it's Dafka, Kodem HaPesach, because, as we know, this is one of the few karbanos that have fluidity in terms of switching into another karban. You don't have that too often. Usually, once a karban's a karban, it's always a karban. Once in a while, we have a karban that gets switched into another karban. Right, without doing anything. Right, you have the Pesach switching into a Shlamim. You have an Asham possibly switching into an Ola. Asham Shenitek L'Raya. What? Oh, so Pesach Sheni. What if it's before? If you're Mafresh it before, what about within the month? But I think it's still a. I think it's still a Shlamim. Good. Anyway, so that's the Rashi says Kedei Nasva, and it could be that there is a reason. Says the continues the Gemara though. The Gemara is in the middle of the answer. That you're asking me a kasha about Baal Chaim Einam Nidachim. So Rabbi Elazar would hold like the Rabbanan who say Baal Chaim can be Nidach. And Rabbi Shimon's the one that says Einam Nidachim. And the Gemara adds Vahagrala Einam Akeves. Seemingly this has nothing to do with us, and that's why the Shin Mekubeses takes out these three words. They have nothing to do with us. But why is it here? Because the Brisa that we're about to quote that proves that Rabbi Shimon holds that Bali Chaim are not Nidachim also talks about another issue. That's why this is also here, that he also holds this. You're right, Pashas, we don't need to know, this has nothing to do with us, but it's in the following Brisa, so that's why it is quoted here. The Reb Shimon holds two things, Bali Chaim are not Nidach, and number two, Hagrala Eina Ma'akevis. What's Hagrala? By the Seir Lazazel, by the two Seir Man Yom Kippur, which are chosen, Zel Hashem and Zel Lazazel, the Kohen Gadol does a Hagrala, does the lottery, picks up out of the Kalfi. Does one need to do that? What if the Kohen Gadol decides not to do the Hagrala? He's running late on time. He has a very busy day. So he's going to skip the Hagrala. He's just going to say, you know what? I'm going to make this one the Lashem and this one Lazazel. Can he do that? That's a Machlokas Tanaim. Reb Shimon says he could do that. Hagrala is not Ma'akev. Eina Ma'akevis. So that also is what Reb Shimon says. Titanya. Where's this Brisa? The following. Titanya, Meis Echon Mehen. If one of the Seirim die after a Hagrala is done, they do Hagrala originally, and then one of them died. Maybe Chaveiro Shalo Bahagrala, Div Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds you can bring another one without Hagrala. What do you see from that one line? Both of the Shitas that we're talking about. Number one, Al Maksavar Bali Chaim Einam Nidachim. How do you see that? Because right when the pair, right when one dies, the other one is left alone. In other words, left alone, it's nidche at that moment. It cannot be brought, because you need both seirim in order to perform the seir lazazel right, to perform the avoda. So why when it's done, it's nidche, but look what happens. We could get it back kosher again, right, when we bring another pair for it. So therefore, you see, Bali Chaimera Nitche, and also Vagrali Nemakevis. You see, Agrala is not Makev, because you don't have to do another Agrala. According to the other Shita, you have to take another two, do another Agrala, and take the one that died, and pair it up with the original one. You have to create and define each of these with a Hagrala. So that is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds both of these items. It's an important discussion exactly what the Hagrala does to the Seir LaShem and Seir LaZazel. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. So anybody ever never went through it, it's a great for the night of Yom Kippur night, they come home early, and it's not that late on the Kol Nidre night, to go through the Avodas Yom Kippurim of the Rambam. The Rambam goes through the entire Avoda in an unbelievably orderly fashion. He puts together all the Maseches Yuma, you know, in a couple of prakim, go through exact avoda, to getting a feel exactly of what happens. The Rambam says, though, I'll read you one halacha. Gimel, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Rambam says, Tarach Bakalfi, Vehel Ashnei Agaralas B'Shtei Yadav, L'Shneim Shnei Seirim. The Kohen Gadol does the Hagrala, and he picks up the two pieces that were in the lottery. Uposeach Yadav, and he opens his hands. Im Shel Shem Ala Biyamino. It's based on a Mishnah in Yuma. If the Shel Shem was in his right hand, which it always was, Haskano Merlo, the Skan Kohen Gadol says, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbe Yamincha. Lift up your right hand, the chulu. And then what does he do? He puts the two garalos on one, the one on Lashem and the one on Lazazel. Ve'im lo nasan, lo ikev. If he did not put the items that he took out of the kalfi on the heads of the animals, it's not ma'akev. Avol chiser mitzvah. But he's lacking a mitzvah. He should put them on, but the nesina is not ma'akev. Shahahanacha mitzvah she'ena ma'akeves. Ve'hagrala me'akeves. The Rambam says the hanacha is not ma'akev, but the hagrala is ma'akev. Af al pi she'ena avoda. Even though the hagrala is not an avoda, the Rambam says, it's still ma'akev. Lefichach, the Rambam says, therefore, hanacha ksheira bizar. V'ha'alias hagorolos min hakalfi psula bizar. The Rambam says, there's something that's not an avoda, and still it cannot be done by a zar. So that's important. Why is that? We know, we discussed at length back in Maseches Vakim, the principle of shchita lav avodahi. Gemara says in the first parak and elsewhere. Shechita is not avoda. Why is shechita not avoda? What does that mean? Shechita is not avoda. So different shitas. Rashi, the Ri, other shitas in the Rishonim. What does it mean? Shechita is not an avoda. It's one of the dalal avodos. What does it mean? Shechita lav avodahi. So one of the opinions was Rashi says because the zor could do it. The zor could do the first of the dalal avodos. That reflects that it is not an avoda if a zor could do it. That shita is not disproven. It's argued upon by this Rambam. The Rambam here has an example of something that is not an avoda, but still it cannot be done by a zar. He says it explicitly. Hagrala is needed. It's ma'akev. It's not an avoda, but because it's ma'akev, a zar cannot do it. So the Rambam has a different definition. Anything that's ma'akev cannot be done by a zar. That Rashi seemed to say anything that's not an avoda can be done by a zar. Nafkamina right here is the hagrala. So what is it then? What is this hagrala? What does the hagrala accomplish? That it's ma'akev and it cannot be done by a czar. And by the way, maybe czar here doesn't only mean czar. Maybe czar means anybody who's not the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yosef Engel, we've quoted this in the past, has the safek, whenever you have somebody who cannot do something, an avoda, are they called czar? What about an Ashes Kohen? Is she a czar lagabi avoda? She's just not a czar lagabi truma? What about all kahanim lagabi the avoda of Yom Kippurim? Maybe they're all, if they do the avoda, do they get the iser of czarus? Oh, no, they're not a czar. But here too, maybe when the Rambam says czar, he means all. But what is the Hagrala accomplish? So Rav Soloveitchik says, Rav Soloveitchik's yard site was just this past week, Erev, the last days. The Rav says, it's quoted here in the Hari Kedem in Siman Ayin Gimel, quotes, Hagrala, this issue of whether Hagrala is ma'akiv or not, is not just a technical machlokas, whether you could skip part of the avoda or not, it is Eina plukta ba'alma im agrala ma'akev b'kiyim shal shnei se'irim ela yisod ha'nidon hu ma koveya eshnei se'irim l'shem chatos l'shem v'shem se'ir la'azazel. What is the ma'akev? What is the koveya? What establishes and designates these two Se'irim, this Se'ir which is going to bring Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, one of the most unique Karbanos, if you could even call it a Karban, one of the most unique Karbanos of the brought the entire year, what is Koveya it? What labels it? What designates it? Im ha-hagrala va'alias ha-goralos me'al kalfi kovas o shekriyas shem shal ha-se'irim bepeh ayde kohen gadol kovas. What is it? Is it the peh? And we do the agrala in order to give the Kohen Gadol a certain idea, but if you don't do the agrala, it's okay too. It's the kriyas peh of the Kohen Gadol anyway. Or no, the Kohen Gadol is secondary. It's really the hagrala, which we might say is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the hagrala. We know you can't, hagrala has no effect when it comes to other karbanos, as we'll talk about soon. The hagrala, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's what's going on here in the Shakla V'Tarya. Whether hagrala is ma'akiv or not, you know why Yizhar can't do it, even though it's not navoda. But it's what's koveya the shemos of these se'irim, and that's why it is significant, and even though it's not navoda, it cannot be done by anyone else, and cannot be done by Yizhar. So the nesina can be done by Yizhar, but the hagrala cannot be done by Yizhar. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Meis, Omar, Amar Chizda, new statement. Ein akinim misparshos, ela I belakichas bailim, I basias kohen. Here's the principle of Rav Chisda. Has it come up? See on the side, we have this in Ervin Yuma Nazir. It's been a while. Rav Chisda says, when I designate a kan, I designate a pair of birds. We're going to talk a lot about this, but in a couple of weeks, when we get up to Mesaches Kinim. When I designate a pair of birds, most of the time, one's going to be a chatas, one's going to be an ola. There are different types of situations where I have to bring a kan of birds. If I have to bring a kan, when do I designate one as a chatas, one as an ola? Rav Chisda says you have two choices. It can either be designated when the bailim buy it, lekichas bailim, when they buy it and get it ready to give, at that moment they can choose, this is the chatas, this is the ola, and if they do that, then the Kohen has to be makrovit for those animals, or ibas, yes, Kohen, or when the Kohen is doing the avoda itself of the chadas and the ola. If the bailim did not designate it, then the Kohen can designate it at that point. But anytime in between, it cannot be designated. And if it's designated, it doesn't mean anything. Let's say a week after I bought these birds, I say, you know what, I'm going to give this one as the chadas, this one as the ola. And then I give it to the Kohen. The Kohen could do it whatever he wants with it. Doesn't matter what I designated it for in the interim. Right? It's only E, Belkichas Bailab, E Basias Kohen. Fine. Amr of Simi Barashi, my time of Rav Chisda, why is that? Dechsiv is based on a pasuk, Vlokash de Sorim Vechulu, Vyasak Kohen Vechulu. Right, it talks about in, by the, I think this is by Karban Yoledes, Vlokash de Sorim, right, she takes, two Tarim, Echad, right, so at the time of Lakicha, or at the time of Vasa, E Belkichas, O Belkichas Bailab, O Basias Kohen. Good. Meisve, let's ask you a question on Rav Chisda, Vyasahu Chatas. You have to make it into a chatas. Hagorol oseyu chatas. Ve'en Hashem oseyu chatas. Ve'en Kohen oseyu chatas. The gorol is what's koveya it to be a chatas, and not the Kohen Gadol declaring it. The Kohen or the Shem. Sheyacho, because I might have said otherwise. V'halo dinu. I might have said that it can work. Uma b'makom shlokidish hagorol, in a place where gorol is not koveya. Meaning where? All karbanos. By all karbanos, the gorol is not koveya. Kidesh Hashem. And yet, if somebody says it with their mouth, it is designated. So makom shiyakadish b'gorol. So in a place where the gorol is makadish, eno dishi kadish Hashem. Surely the shame should be makadish. You don't need the gorol. Tamalom avaso chatas. It, the gorol makes it a chatas. A gorol seo chatas v'en Hashem oseo chatas. That's the brisa. So what do you see in this brisa? Ktari shem dumi de gorol. We're comparing and contrasting, but the two items that are being compared is designating through a through peh and designated through gorol. So says the Gemara. Ma gorol la belakicha la basia. Just like a gorol is not done at the time of the original time of Lakichas HaKarban, or at the time of the Avoda, it's a pre-Avoda, Av HaShem Nami LaBalakicha. So too, the Shem also, maybe it's done, the parallel would be, even if it's not done, B'Shas Lakicha, B'Lab HaSiyah, and not B'Shas HaSiyah, question marks, it's Kashan Rav Chisda. If you compare Shem to Gorol, so just like Gorol is not done at either of these times, so too Shem. Just thinking now, maybe this is where the Rambam got that line from, that Hagrala is not Avoda. Because here it says beferish that hagrola. You might have said, "What do you mean? Hagrola is part of the avoda. It is asiya." But the Gemara says beferish that hagrola is lav asiya. So maybe that itself is where the Rambam got it from. Maybe. Anyway, it's the Kachash and Rav Chisda. If we compare hagrola and shame, So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav or Amar Rava, Hachi Kamar. No, make this Kal Vachomer in the Brisa, but put in Rav Chisda's din into the Brisa as follows. Uma b'makom shlo kidesh hagoro. In a place where the girl was not makadesh, meaning other karbanas. The bachi adds in. V'afilu b'lakichas b'ayilim o'basiyas kohen. If a girl is not makadesh, even at those crucial time periods. And yet, kidesh Hashem, but Hashem can be makadesh. B'lakichas b'ayilim o'basiyas kohen at either time period. So then, kan, shi'kadesh hagorol shalom b'lakichas shalom basiya. So in a place where a girl is makadesh at neither crucial time, ain't odin shi'kadesh Hashem, b'lakichas b'basiya. So Hashem should be Mekadesh where it usually is Mekadesh. So Tamalom Ravasa Ochatas, Hakorol Osei Ochatas, Vein Hashem Osei Ochatas. Period. Okay, we just put in Rav Chisda's din into the Kal Vachomer. Good. Meis Veil, let's try again. Metame Mikta. Why is this? What is this doing here? Because of the following Brisa that we quoted earlier that we have again now. Metame Mikdash Ani Shehifre, or similar. Metame Mikdash Ani Shehifresh Mos Lakino. What happened to Metame Mikdash? Right, somebody who's Chayiv and Olav Yored, who is an a poor person, Shefer Shmos Lakino, and he separated money for his con, meaning he's going to bring a bird. He is the moderately poor person. The Ha'ashir, and then he became rich. He became rich, but he mistakenly, Rashi says, thinks he can still bring these birds. He didn't realize it. He became rich, and the Achar Kach Omar, and then he says, Eilu Chatati, Eilu Olasi. Originally, he just said, I'm going to bring these two birds. And then he became rich. And then he said, oh, you know what? I'm going to bring this chatas, this anola. But what do you see from there? He's designated them not b'shas l'kicha. That's going to be the kasha. What's the halacha, though? Mosif umevi chovaso midemei chataso. What does he do? That chatas bird that he already designated for, he could just use that and be add on to get an animal's worth from that chatos, vein mosuv, maybe chavosu, maybe olasu, but not for the ola. The ola could be given as an adava, and you have to bring a different ola. You don't have to bring the ola, right? Because when you're by the ashir, he only brings one animal, just to bring the chatos. So the Gemara says, v'ha hacha, d'leka lo b'lakicha v'lo asiya, here, when he's designating, mistakenly, it still had an effect. And you see, it wasn't shas l'kicha or shas asiya, v'katani, and you see, maybe chavosu, midme chatos, v'lo midme olasu. You see, his designation has significance because you're only allowed to bring it. You could add on to the demei chatas from the bird chatas. The ola's out, so you see his designation has significance. So I'm Rav Sheshes. Sheshes, 1 minute. The tizbra, is that logical? Masnisa misakantahi. What is that brisa? An authoritative brisa? It's not authoritative brisa. I'll show you another problem with that brisa, which will prove that there's something wrong with the brisa. It's an error. Diktani v'hashir v'yachach amar. It says he became rich and then he said it. V'amar v'lazer amar boshia. Metame mikdash asher shevi karmen ani lo yatsa. What do you mean? Right when he becomes an asher, he can't bring these birds. So of course anything he says is going to be meaningless. So this brisa must be mistaken anyway.
So ela ma'is lechalameimar. What must you say the brisa means? Shekvar amar mishas ani yaso.
It must be that he already made the designation earlier. That's what it's talking about when he was an ani. So too, the designation put back earlier, he really made the designation b'shas afrasha, and therefore, Rav Chisda is fine. Semicolon. What about, there is another shita out there that says, an ashir that brings a carbon ani is yotze. So according to him, the brisa does not have to be mistaken. So Gemara answers, no, tri v'akach lokach v'yamar. So just change the girsa then.
Right, Tzni say, and afterwards, he lokach va'amar. He bought, and he said it. Okay, we save Rav Chisda. Try number three, Kashan Rav Chisda. Meisvei, Mitzora, Ani Shehevi, Karban Asher, Yatza, in Mitzora. Now we're talking about a Mitzora. Remember, Ola v'Yoreids are by the three Averos,
right, Shavuos Bitu, Shavuos Eidus, and Shavuos Mikdash v'Kadashav, and Mitzora, and Yoledes. Right, those are the Ola, not all of them have all three categories, but those are the Ola v'Yoreids.
Now we're switching to Mitzora. We're comparing, but we're switching to Mitzora. Mitzora ani shevi karban asher yatsa, a mitzora ani that, this is the Mishnah in Nega'im. Mitzora ani that brings karban asher is yotze. Asher shevi karban ani lo yatsa, not yotze, tiyofta derv chaga maroshia.
Is this a kash on the previous sheet that we just quoted? On Rav Chaga.
Amalacha, shani gabi mitzora.
Rav Oshia would say no, there's a difference between the Ola v'Yoreids. The three Averas versus mitzora. Dafka mitzora. An asher can bring an ani.
Gabi mitzora, demiyed rachman azos. This one.
So Yachi Afilu Mitzora Ani, that's why you have these halachas specifically by Mitzora. So if you're saying Zos Yachi Afilu Mitzora Ani Na Mishavi Karban Asher Lo Yatza, the other way should also not be Yotze, an Ani that brings an Asher Karban. If you say Zos means it has to be exact. So also the opposite should be true. Then where it says La'ai, no, that can't be. Hadre Kura Toras. No, the word Toras is an inclusionary word, and therefore it's included. V'atanyan, after all, we learned Toras l'rabos mitzara ani shevi karban asher yatzah. Yachal afilu asher shevi karban ani sheyatzah. You might think even an asher that brings ani yotzei tabalomar zos. So you have an exclusionary word and an inclusionary word. That's why you have the chiluk by mitzora. V'leilaf mina minei. Why don't you learn other ol of the yoreds from mitzora? Amar krano v'imdal hu. Then Yadu Masagas. If he is a Dao, Mitzora hu da Asher Shevi Karbanani hu de lo Yatza, Ava Mitami Mikdash Asher Shevi Karbanani Yatza. But by Tumas Mikdash and Asher that brings a Karbanani, it could be that one is Yotze. Period. So don't compare all of the Yorids. Just to mention, there is a big discussion, a big problem with the Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says in the Ola V'Yorei discussion in Mitzvah. We discussed this back in Mitzvah Shir, by the Shem, which hopefully we'll start again today. Pick up again today, Mitzvah Shir. Kuf Chav Gimel. Mitzvah Kuf Chav Gimel, the Mitzvah Ola V'Yorei, the Sefer HaChinuch says explicitly, in Ashir that brings a Karban Ani, and an Ani that brings a Karban Ashir, both of them are not Yotzei. Even an Ani Shehevi Karban Ashir, Lo Yatza, says the Chinuch. Well, and if you think it's a misprint, he gives a reason for it. He says the reason is because if Hashem tells you, relax, you don't have to go overboard, you don't have to be so machmir, then you shouldn't be. Says the Chinuch. Hashem's giving you this money to use it for something else. Upatro bekach, eino badin she yitchok atzmo lohavi biyosef imashe tasig yado. Ubaze yikne kol mevin eitza, levilti asos hotzos biyosef min aroi lo lefi mamono. Laman ki bo siba legzolas abrios. Kishemavakish limud of enemotze. You're going to spend more money on this carbon, you're going to end up not having food, you're going to end up having maybe to use illegal means to get put food on the table. That's the chinuch. The problem is, it's against the Mishnah Negaim. That's what the Minchas Chinuch leads in Betzarachin. So it gets the Mishnah Negayim. The Mishnah Negayim says, in Ani Shevi Karban Ashir Yotze. So they have to say, maybe there's a difference between Mitzor and all of the Yorates, like our Gemara says. But even by the all of the Yorates, you have to come up with a Svara. He gives a Svara hashkafically, but it's a big Chiddush what the Chinuch says. Okay, there's a lot more there for the Chinuch, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, Kvasim Kol Vinas Izim B'chol Makom. In the Torah, Kvasim are always listed before Izim. B'chol Makom, they're always listed before Izim. Yochel Ebnei Shein Mufchar Mehem, you might think because they're better. Because they're better? Tavol Omar, no. V'im Keves Yavi Karbano L'chatas. It says V'im Keves in Vayikra, after it already spoke about it, is Seir Izim. So therefore, even though if you have one pasuk that has them both, keves is always before eis, you also have one example where eis is before keves. Milamech shneim shkulim. Teach me that they're really both equal. Term called milabnei yona. Term are come before bnei yona b'chol makom whenever they're listed together. Yochel bnei shem uvcharin mehen tamalomar uven yona usar lachatas. You see, yona comes first one time. Milamech shneim shkulim. Haav. Kodem le'im b'chol makom. The father is always listed before the mother. Yochel b'nei shekibad ha'av kodem ha'kibad eim. You might think because kibad av comes is more important than a chashad than kibad eim. Tamalomer, no. One time it's the opposite. Ish imo v'aviv tirao melamecha shneim shkulim. They're both shakol, father and mother, in all these cases. I saw one of the achronim say, why isn't the Moshe and Aaron chazal in this Mishnah? Right? Moshe is always before Aaron, but one time it says Aaron before Moshe, melamecha shneim shkulim. I think it's a Rashi in Va'era. So that one's not here. Okay? It's not halachic. Aval Amr Chachamim, but the Chachamim do say, Ha'av kodem leim b'chol makom mebnei shehu v'imo chayavim b'chvod aviv. But why is the father first? Midrabanan, because the mother is also chayav b'chvod aviv. And therefore, the father comes first. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if your father and your mother ask you to do something at the exact same time? Who do you listen to first? The Shulchan Aruch says, the father. This is in Reish Mem Yudalan. If at least it is an act that the wife has to do for the father. If you look in where is it here? It's in Reish Mem Yudalan. Aviv Amar Lo Hashkeni Mayim. V'Ima Omeres Hashkeni Mayim. Can I please have a drink in unison? By Niach Imo Ba'Osik B'Kavod Aviv. That's what you do, because the mother is also chayav kavod aviv. V'im hi megureshes me'aviv, shneyem shavim. Ule'ezem em she'yir to yaktim. Post-divorce, though, then the wife doesn't have to give the father kavod anymore. So therefore, they're equal. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in a tshuva, Pesach Tshuva quotes it here, but it's an amazing tshuva, where a father says, I forgot which one, I think it was the mother. The mother writes in her tzava that she wants the son to say Kaddish for her, and the father doesn't want him to, for some reason. And the issue is death like divorce? Because they're not married anymore. Or do you say that death is a no, there was no break, and therefore, you know, they're equal, or is it still covered of the father? That's the interesting issue in the tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay, we continue. V'chein b'talmud Torah, also a talmud Torah. Im zacha ha-ben lefnei harav, harav kodim es ha'aba chomakam. If a son has a Rebbe Muvak that teaches him Rov Tarasso, the Rabbi says here in the Pirush Mishnayis, so then the Rav comes before the father, like the Mishnayis describe in Eilu Metzias. V'bnei shehuv aviv chayim echva rabo. And if you remember those, the Mishnah say, if your father is also your Rebbe, then the father would come first. Good. Tanu Rabbanan. This Gemara we had back in Pesachim. So a lot of the Achronim that talk about this Gemara are in Pesachim. Dalit Svacho Safcha Azara. The Azara screams out four cries. It's like the cries that the Har Sinai makes every day. Right? Symbolic cries. Four cries. Number one. Svacha Achas Hotziu Mikan B'nei Eli Chafriu Pinchas. Shetimos Hechel. Chafriu Pinchas the B'nei Eli that were Matami the Hechel Oive. I still feel the effects of what Chafriu Pinchas did. The Gemara says that they used to eat carbonis improperly. The Pasuk even says they lay with women. Which Chazal say doesn't mean they lay with women. The Gemara says elsewhere that they just delayed women from going back to their husbands. Even one night. And that's, the Chazal is used as the importance of a posting, getting a husband and wife back together, doing everything they can to get a husband and wife back to each other. But that's what Chafriya Pinchas. He says, right, ho, take him out of the Hecha. Number two, Tzvacha Shnia, Pischu Sha'arim, V'ikanes Yochanan ben Nadbai, Talmido Shel Pinkai, open the gates, and let Yochanan come in, V'imali Kresu Mikashi Shemayim, and let him come in and fit, take his fill of karbanos. Why? Rashi in Pesachim explains, it's not that he was a glutton, but he always had many, many kohanim in his house. He was a big machnes, oreach. And therefore, he always used to feed tons of kohanim. And in his day, Amral ben Nadbai, Shaya Ochel Arba Sa'a Gozalos, Bikinuach Suda. He used to eat tons and tons of birds. Meaning there was never any leftovers in his day. Bikinuach Suda. Amru kol yamav lo haya nosar bazar. There was never any nosar. Because he always had a lot of kohanim in order to feed. So that's a good scream, a good svacha. Svacha shlishis, su shar mashechem v'yikaneis elishama ben pichai tamidu shal pinchas v'yishai shiguna gadola. Let him come in. He's a very righteous person. And number three, number four, svacha revius. And we can spend a while on this. Spaschu sha'arim v'otziu yisachar ishkvar barkoi. Let this yisachar go out. Why? Shemechabed atzmo mevazek kachi shemayim. He disgraced. He focused on his own covet and he disgraced Kachi Shemayim. My Havi Yavid, what did he used to do? Havi Karach Shirai al Yadei v'Yavid Avoda. He used to put on gloves to do the Avoda. He didn't want, Rashi says, to get his hands dirty with the blood. So that's why he put gloves on. Rashi's conditionally Yalachlich Yada, B'basru V'Adam. Right? He didn't want to get his hands dirty. Want to get his hands dirty. So, just one small hour. First of all, how did the other Kohanim let him do it? Right? How did they let him do it? It's a chatzitza. So they thought he was wearing fancy gloves. So they thought he was doing it. He said he was doing it, because this avoda, like a fancy waiter, like he's wearing gloves. So it's not a chatzitza, because he's doing it l'shem the avoda. And maybe he holds that if there's you have to get out of the problem of yitzur begadim also, the achronim discuss. But either way, they were tricked somehow. They let him do it. But either way, he was doing it deep down because he didn't want to get his hands dirty. So my slikale, what happened to him in the end? He was punished. Yanai Malko Maksava Yasvin. Yanai, the king and his wife were sitting. Malka Amai, they were arguing. Which is a greater animal? Malka Amar Gadya Yoi, the goat is better. Umalksa Amar Imre Yoi, no, a kevis, a sheep is better, a lamb. Amru Nishai Lili Yisachar Ishkar Barkai Dehoen Gadol. Let's go ask the Kohen Gadol. He eats a lot of karbanis. Vikimle Kedera, and he knows that what's in the pot. I mean, he knows all about these animals. Shailuhu, they went and asked him. Amar, he says, Gadya Yoi Yisikla Tamida. He says a goat is better, obviously, because it's always used for the carbon tamid. That's the most common and important carbon, right? That one of the tragedies, right, in Av is that the carbon tamid stopped, because that's the symbol of Avoda. So you see, that must be the most important and the best animal, meaning the queen. The queen is right.
And Bahadi Da'amar Achi Biyadi. And when he said that, he kind of like disdainingly, he like waved his hand like, oh, king, you don't know anything. He waved his hand. Amar Lahon Malka, Holva Achi Biyadi Kutzil Yadid Yamina. You know what? Cut off your right hand because you did that. Yav Shochta Katzil Yadid Esmala. But he was able to give a bribe and he got his left hand cut off instead. He bribed the people who were sent. Shamag Malka, and the king hears about it, he says, you know what? Cut off his right hand too. Amar Lixi Yanami Aliyada Diamina. Cut off his right hand too. Period. Amar of Yosef Brich Rachmana. The Shakli Yisakarish Kfar Barkoi Lemitrafse. Baruch Hashem that he got his due. Baruch Hashem that he got his due. Mida Kenegan Mida. Period. Stop there for a minute. A lot we could talk about. First, the Ben Yoyada. Gorgeous Ben Yoyada. You need a Ben Yoyada. Here, what's the machlokes? The king and the queen are arguing about the goat and about the sheep. He says, no. He says, remember what he said, what does it say here? It says, we're talking about Yanei Malko Malkasa. Right? And if you look at, no, it's not Rashi here, but Rashi in Psachim just says, Mi Beis Chashmonoi. We know Yanei, so he's one of the last Hasmonean kings. Right? Why does Rashi add that in? They're really arguing which is the greatest Yontif holiday for the Jews. Which is the greatest holiday? That's the machlokas. Yadua, Chag HaPesach is a Nisan whose mazel is Tle. And Chanukah starts in Kislev, which is God, but it ends in Tevetz, whose mazel is Gedi. V'yadua, debes chashmonoi, molchum ines chanukah ve'eloch, v'anez hazeh nikra al shmom, v'lochein ha-melech, the king who was from chashmonoi, said, Gedi ya'eh. The Gedi is the greatest, because Chanukah is the greatest. After all, it's 8 days, and Pesach is only 7 days. And on Chanukah, you say, Hol Hallel. And Pesach, you don't say, Hol Hallel. And Chanukah, it was an Eretz Yisrael, and Pesach without the Eretz Yisrael. You have all of these. V'hamalka omeres, no, Imra Yah, Chag HaPesach, which is Tlez Meshubach Yoser. So they say, let's call the Kohen Gadol, who says, Pesach is Yah, Digadya, because if it's Chanukah is Yah, why don't we bring it for the Karbet Tamid? What does that mean, Naskila Timida? You should have to mention the Nes of Chanukah always, like the Nes of Pesach, which is mentioned always, Zeichlis Yis Mitzrayim. Every single day of our life, you do that Tamid with Kriyashma, and Brachos, and other mitzvahs. That's the machlokas going on between the king and the queen, the godless of the Ben Yehoyada. And he ended up getting both of his hands cut off. Why? Because even the left hand helped put his glove on. Right, that's why both of his hands had to be punished. Just like we say, you wrap your tefillin with your right hand, right? Because that's the right. You tie your right, tying the left and the right, because you always go by what you tie with. Anyway, are you allowed to wear gloves when you daven? No gloves when you daven. Mr. Brewer says no. Mr. Brewer says you shouldn't wear gloves when you daven. That's what he says. Mr. Brewer in Simon Sadegalef. He says in Lobos Beis Atzvila Bati Adayim Shekorin Henshech Kederach Ovrei Drachim. But that's what Mishnah Berurah says. But Rishon Mazama says it depends what kind of gloves. What kind of gloves are you wearing? Are you wearing gloves because you're cold and you got a better kavanah with gloves on? Then keep your gloves on. It's fine. But if you're wearing gloves because kavod atzmo, right, I'm a very chasha person, so I'm wearing gloves, that's inappropriate. That's what Rishon Mazama says. Va'alovsho k'shem ispalo mechzi k'shachas v'gaiva. V'chem b'kfafo shel paul l'mishas malachton. Aval mechazi yada b'kfafo is beis ha'kor la'atzil mitzina leke iser. U'bavada, if you're so vel from Sina, mutu l'alubosh k'fafo is b'davar yo'alosh yuchal ispalo b'yeser kavana. So that's the, in terms of the avoda, gloves during avoda, and gloves during davening. Okay, we go weiter. Let's finish it up. Says the Gemara Amar Avashi, v'lavi tani lei. What do you mean? The Kohen Gadol and the people involved didn't even know that. The Mishnah is a favor. Shpasim goes milizim b'chol makom. Yochab neishim mivchar and tabalav ben kevus l'malamish shneim shkulim ka'achas. The Mishnah says there's no difference between them. So what is he bringing a riot for? That it's better because the carpet tamid. Ravina Amar afilu mikronami lo kara. He didn't even know the pasuk. Tichsim him kevus emes. Forget the Mishnah. He didn't even know the pasuk. Good. So that's what just shows that this Yisachar wasn't such a lamdun, it seems. They didn't even know the Mishnah or the Pasuk. Amar Lazar Rechanina. Tzadik Chacham Rav Shalom Ba'olam Shemer V'chol Banayach Limudi Hashem V'Rav Shalom Banayach. Tzadik Chacham Rav Shalom in the world. V'chol Banayach, all your children are Limudi Hashem V'Rav Shalom Banayach. Al Tegre Bonach El Bonach. Don't read it as children, but read it as builders. As builders. This is the line that ends off this Masechta, and the Aruch Laner points out that this line ends off four Masechtas. Brachas, Nida, Yivamis, and Krisus, the abbreviation of Bonayach. Right, those are the four that end off this story ends up those four Masechtos. Aruch Laner and Yevamos, we mentioned this four times throughout Shas. This is the third out of fourth times. Hopefully we'll mention this in a couple months as well. Why? Because the Aruch Laner says there are four, this is the Aruch Laner and Yevamos. Right, we don't have an Aruch HaNer on Brachas. That's why he says say it at Yevamis. So he says, wrong one. I brought the other Aruch HaNer. Okay, here it is. Aruch HaNer here says it ends. I'm sorry. What did I say? Nida. It's Nazir. Right? No. Nida ends off with the other Chazal. It's Brachas Nazir Yevamis and Krisis. So he says there are four types of Shalom between man and God, between man and his friend, between man and his wife, between the Guf and the Neshama. That's these four Masechtas. Brachas is between man and God. It's Kriya Shema, it's Tfila, that's one Shalom. Nazir, between husband and wife. Why? Because whoever sees Sota Bikukula, Yazir Asma Menayayin. Right? The Nazir and Sota connection. Krisus is Guf and the Neshama. Because Krisus is where it's cut off. And the fourth one is between man and his friend. That's Yevamis. Yevamis is all about a brother stepping in to fill his brother's shoes between Bein, Bein Adam, and Chavero. That's the four Shalom, and that's why we end with this. Just one final point, and that is, we say at the end of at a Siyam on Krisus, we say, Hadron Allah HaMevi Asham V'Slik Allah Mesechas Krisus. In the Magalias HaShas, it says, as we know, whenever we get rid of a sin, we can't just get rid of the sin, but we have to get rid of the root of the sin. If a doctor only gets rid of the symptom and not the disease, the root disease, then it's not going to get cured. If he just cures what he sees on side. That's what we've said from Rav Kook. Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleim alafanecha. Not just tshuva. Tshuva shleim is rooting out the root reason of the sin. Right, so Hadron Alach, if somebody is Mahader, somebody is Choser, is trying to get rid of Hamevi Asham, if somebody's trying to get rid of what brings the Asham, the thing that brings the sin, you're trying to get rid of it, so then, only then, Slikal HaMasechas Krisus, then all of Krisus would be removed. But you have to be Hadron Alach Hamevi Asham, as long as you get rid of your Choser after the Mevi Asham, so then we'll be able to, Slikala, we'll be able to remove Masechas Krisus from our lives, and we'll be able to have our Guf and our Neshama connected, as the Aruch Laner says. That was in the Margolius HaShas from the who was the one that said it? From one of the Baba Varebis. One of the Baba Varebis said it. Okay, Aguin, we'll stop here. But Hashem, Parsha Shir is tonight. Tazria Mitzora. Those who live in Chutz Laretz, we're a Parsha ahead now. But Shmini, we did not have a Parsha this year. There are other years, past years. But Hashem, tonight will be Tazria Mitzora. And then Hashem, tomorrow we'll start Mesechas Me'ilah.